Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu, where we are today playtesting Hellborn Descendants. Myself, Cartman, Jay, and Fern. Our GM for this game, or if there's another term for it, let me know. But take us away.
Alright, should I begin?
Oh yes.
First things first, I want to say thanks to everybody who is here. I'm very glad to be running this game for you today. Any questions? Anything I should have in mind before we begin?
All good on my end, good sir.
I'm all good as well.
Yep.
Let's rock and roll with this.
Alright. And so, without any further ado or interruptions, I think we're to begin today's adventure. That being one I've run a few times before, which I like to call Disco Pandemonium. Today's adventure, story begins in the city office in one of many infernal contractor known as Ikator, in the depths of Sodomora, the giant megacity of lust. Sodomora is essentially a giant city hosting over 100 million souls from across hell. It's a city that's very reminiscent to some of the larger centers of population in hell. Tokyo, New York, Los Angeles, all in one, and of course, 10 times worse. You've all been called today for a relatively simple job. One sinner by the name of Marcus, he's been gone, he's disappeared. Normally, that wouldn't raise any eyes, nor would anybody care about that. People go missing or die suddenly every day in hell. But his best friend, by the name of the Kobold, is looking for him, actively. He wanted to get answers for what's happened. And so he went to Ikator, who in turn came to you. Three mercenaries who he believes are capable of figuring out what happened to Marcus. The job is simple. Find out what his situation is, and if he's alive, save him. Ikator isn't a very, both well-known and well-respected contractor. He's very shitty, he doesn't really care about his clients, he only wants to make a quick buck. And he's willing to cut as many costs and spend as little time as possible working towards that goal. So, currently you're all in his office. You've met up together a few minutes ago. There's just been this awkward silence between the four of you, as Ikator keeps typing on his computer, waiting for somebody to speak up, or until he's tired enough of waiting and says, "Fine, let's get to work."
Okay, so Maxim's gonna walk up to the desk and go, "Right, I heard you got a job for us. What? Let's have some more info on this. Have you got any documents I should know to get this in a guy?"
Whoa there. First things first. Name, I need to make sure I write everything down.
Oh, not another desk jockey.
I know desk jockey. Watch your mouth. I'm simply trying to keep my paperwork in order. Alright?
Okay, now.
Well, my name is Helen.
Helen.
Hell and Killer.
How you spell that?
H-E-L-L-A-N. Then Killer.
With an I or with an E?
I.
Oh, I. Sorry, I put an E there. I knew. The one has spoken a bit. What's your name?
The name? The name's Maxim.
Maxim. Alright, so, situation is pretty run-of-the-mill. You probably saw the advertisement or the call for aid. We got a sinner missing. Now you're gonna ask, why would you give a fuck? Because we're gonna get paid if we find him. All four of us, yes. I'm getting some money, you're getting some money. It's a very simple deal. Now, what ain't simple is that we don't know who or where the sinner was taken, nor for what reason.
Now here's a question. How much money is this worth?
Well, the fellow that posted the ad said 500 limbos. A limbo is the currency of hell, by the way. And is worth around 10 to 20 euros. That's the value, pretty much. 500 limbos per person, and that includes me. So a total of 2,000 for the four of us.
Payday's a payday, I guess.
That sounds like quite a nice amount of money.
Well, it is decent. For a bunch of amateurs like us, this should be more than fine. Now, in terms of questions or information, me? I ain't got jack nor shit. However, I do have a few potential leads that you few could follow. I got the location of his apartment, I know where his best friend who put up the advertisement is, and I also know where he worked. That's all I got, though.
Huh. Well, maybe his friend might know where he went.
Well, I couldn't answer that for you. That's only for you to
do. So do you know where this friend is?
Yep. Location is, and he gives you the location of what is, appears to be a small studio apartment a few blocks down.
You tell us anything interesting going on in this here kind of area?
In the area. You're in what's known as the heart of decadence, the sort of center of Sodomora. Huge skyscrapers, lots of traffic, lots of people, lots of, well, as you can guess, brothels, bordellos, and other pleasurable establishments. It's a very busy area and lots of things happen. Anything specifically you're looking for in terms of information?
I'd like to know if there is any kind of security on the place. I mean, I know we're in hell after all, but surely there's something.
Well, there are a few lawkeepers. No, not nearly enough. Most of them are located to the more quote-unquote essential areas.
I'm guessing our missing friend here was not considered essential.
Nope.
And yet he is worth such a large sum of money to be found.
He's only worth that much because his dear old friend is looking for him. Otherwise, no one would even give a shit about this guy. For all we know, he's just a normal, everyday sinner.
You wouldn't pay that much for any old sinner.
Well, I guess sentiment goes a long way when it comes to, you know, these type of things. I mean, let me push it like this. Now, I doubt you got any friends, but let's say you had one. They go missing, your dear old friend, the one you've built such a trusting relationship with. Wouldn't you do anything to get them back?
Takes a lot in hell to make a friend.
Takes a lot, and stuff like that is valuable. It's a connection, it's an asset. It's somebody you can use later down the line, or someone who might use you, depends.
Oh, trust me, I'm good at knowing the wealth of someone.
Well, you and I, both Taurus, both imps, you know. You know very well how far that goes. Oh, apologies, Mrs. Killer. You want to say something?
Just that we should get going. Don't want our leads to go cold.
Right.
I mean, this guy's friend's just round the block. Should we head on over there?
Sounds good to me.
Never a cold day in hell, my dear.
Except in the Slothering, which is a giant icy wasteland.
Exactly. I retract my statement.
So let's not be slothful and get to work.
Now, let me just group you up together so I can copy your tokens to the next location.
You're being grabbed.
Are we supposed to be able to see locations? Because I see nothing.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I've still got
game's still paused, bud.
Oh, for fuck's hold on. I forgot. I need to give everybody vision.
Oh, not my Apoc, god. Unless it's Tekish.
Oh, there we go.
See clearly now, the darkness gone.
Hey, what a lovely parlor.
Now this looks like a mighty fine parlor indeed.
And now moving into the next area.
I'm having a hard time keeping that voice up.
Yeah, you've boomed yourself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, pulling it off though. You're doing quite well.
After a short walk, assuming you'll have no vehicles, you make it out to what, well, according to the location that the contractor gave you, Marcus was working in a supermarket, essentially. The Arakratan Markets, as they're called, owned a subsidiary of the Serpentine Corporation. It's late. It's quite. It's nearly midnight. And even though there is no stopping to hell, there aren't many people in the area, nor inside the shop, except for another imp.
Well, he's the only guy around. He's sure to have some answers.
Now, Gunslinger, you got yourself a mighty fine, what, pistol there or something?
Oh, I've got some stuff on me. I got some I can handle myself in a fight.
Now, if we want to interrogate this son of a bitch here, perhaps you keep him interested in the front and I'll go around the back of him and...
I think we'll just, you know, how about we talk to him first before we go in sashi mode? I mean, I know we're in hell and all, but...
I was going to say, I don't know if you know where we are, but we are in here.
Yes.
Sword lady, but... what do you think?
Frankly, I think it's quite reasonable to talk. No one's saying we can't threaten Little while we're at it.
I still think we need a backup plan just in case. Might be
worth... as you said, Mr. Imp Guy, I've got this pistol on my hip, so I'm not too worried.
Oh, what a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on
his hip. I want to interject one thing. So, if you check your sheets on the top, you'll see that there's two tarot cards listed. One reversed, one upright. If you go around page 80 in the document, well, actually, no, page 78, you'll see there is a list of tarot cards. Now, welcome to one of the more unique mechanics of this game, and that being that you have two tarot cards that represent your personality, or, well, parts of them at least, and they have mechanical effects. Each card has a detrimental effect and a beneficial effect. Some of these can occur at will, other ones are, like, passive... make sure to read them.
What page was that, sorry?
78.
They begin on page 78.
78.
Okay. And now where am I supposed to see my tarot cards?
On the top of your sheet. It should be like next to your name, your species, etc.
I do not have that.
You do, it's at the top. There's one called upright and there's one reversed. You don't see the reverse one, I'm guessing.
Thank you. No, I see reverse now. Yeah, thanks. Temperance.
Wait, is there no reverse one for you?
No, Cartman's just blind.
It just says reversed.
What the? I think I do remember what I've given you. It was. Hold on.
Oh, no, I found it. Temperance. Sorry, I found my tarot.
Alright. Yeah, the Wheel of Fortune, and I remember the negative one I gave to you was addiction for the devil.
The devil.
Oh, yeah, I see a devil.
So, the devil's reverse effect is addiction, as I previously mentioned. Essentially, you have an unhealthy obsession or dependency with something. It could be a luxury, a substance, an artifact that you covet. What do you think would be your character's little old obsession / dependence? Are they into smoking? Do they like some sort of hard drug? Are they a frequent visitor of the local fun parlors?
Ooh, that's a good question. I can go typical simple smoker or maybe a horror. Do you know what? Let's make it more fun. Let's go for the local fun houses.
All right, so you're a more decadent individual. Just asking for future reference. So what this means is that at some point, once permission, I can face you. I can make you have to face this temptation. And if you don't give in, you gain a disadvantage. That was, I mean?
Oh, okay.
Essentially, when disadvantage or advantage is applied to a roll, which I will mention, they cancel each other on a one-to-one ratio, you roll number of dice equal to the amount of advantage or disadvantages you have, and you apply the highest result to the roll.
Okay. Which, I think, can you talk us through that again when we actually start need to roll?
Of course.
Yeah, because I kind of half understood that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
don't worry about it.
So, sorry for the interjection. You can continue. You were forming a sort of backup plan, last I remember.
Okay, so Maxim is going to go, right, let's do this. And he's going to clap his hands, and he's going to walk in to talk to this guy inside.
So, lady, might be worth you keeping to the shadow just in case. It's always good to have a backup plan if you're accommodating to that kind of request.
Of course. Fair enough.
If our gun boy here gonna go just emblazing without any kind of backup, well, at least he'll get shot first.
Everybody deserves redemption.
We are in here for some reason or another, boy.
I don't listen.
Are you sure everybody deserves redemption? Everybody? Everybody.
I'm gonna walk in there at least fucking.
To be found out. But no, seriously, I do actually want to go in there and try to talk to this guy. I think that's where we're at.
By all means, go ahead. So, you three come into the store. I assume you're either reasonably armed or openly armed. The imp is behind the counter, behind the register counter. They're not really interested. They see this type of thing. They see this happen like every other day or so. They're reading a magazine about guns, funny
indifferent.
Enough.
Oh, really? That's my kind of guy. So, yeah, I'm going to walk up to the counter, and I am going to say, "Hello, my friend. How are you doing today?"
Someone woke up jolly today.
Yeah, well, there's no rest for the wicked. So, I'm around these parts trying to find a friend of mine. You may know him. I can't remember the guy's name.
The name's
Marcus.
Marcus.
No. That's his name, Marcus. You heard of him?
Conveniently enough, not only do I know him, he's fired.
Ah, he's a troublemaker then.
No. Well, kinda. He worked for me for like a few months, but his mental condition was deteriorating, to put it simply. He kept getting nightmares and panic attacks and other sorts of episodes mid-job. I told him, go find a therapist or you're fired. And he did actually find a therapist. But then he just disappeared like a few days ago. And let me tell you something. Getting random attacks in the middle of a shift. You teetered in the line there. But missing like 3 days in a row, fuck out of here.
Do you reckon he had people after him?
He's a random sinner. Look, unless he owed, like, I don't know, money to a gang or something, I doubt people would even look twice at him.
Have you any idea where he might have went?
If I knew, I would have gone there and told him that he's fired personally. No, I do not.
Could you tell us about these attacks? What kind of attacks are you saying here? This boy had some troubles.
Well, this boy decided that it would be a perfectly fine time to curl up into a ball and start crying while cleaning aisle 4. Something about seeing nightmares or faces in his sleep or something like that.
Can I take a walk to aisle 4 and just have a look around it?
Well, it's perfectly clean. It's the chip style. Food isn't really a necessity in Hell, and for most denizens, it's more of a luxury. It's like when you're eating something while you're not hungry. Eat it because you like the taste. Not because you need it, or your body needs it.
Is there anything that stands out about this? Is there any kind of... If this is the... is this the only place here that he would have these here attacks?
They didn't happen there specifically. I was giving you an example.
Oh, now you tell me.
But anyhow...
So, you said that he caused you lots of problems, he's fired. Did he give you any sort of address, of his therapist? Could we maybe go talk to them?
Oh yeah, he actually did. I made him sign some paperwork to make sure he's going to a therapist, and, well, luckily for me, he did. Hold on, let me just go fetch it from my back, from the back of the counter real quick. Though, may I ask, what are you, mercenaries, friends?
No, just, friends.
Associates.
Trying to find friends.
Let's put it that way.
Gotcha. So you're mercenaries.
Not looking to kill him, so no.
Well, at the moment, we're not here to kill him at all, yeah. But, with the right kind of money, that might change.
Alright. Got you the paperwork. He gives you a detailed, form where it contains Marcus's name, his details, like where he lives, his age, his phone number, and on the bottom there's also the details of the therapist. The therapist's name is Herrick. His office is in the penthouse of a nearby mega building, and in his specialization he says nightmare therapist.
This guy sounds like a cheery type of dude. I would like to go see this therapist guy and see what he says. Unless you two want to go check out maybe his address first or something.
I was going to say, well, hold on there, gunman. We should definitely go and check his address out first, and we're already in the area.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be seeing you later, clerk. Or never, if you're lucky.
So you're not buying anything, all right then?
Oh, I didn't say enough about anything. Can I pick up a bag of chips or something?
Sure. You get a bright red bag that says Baylor Chips, 4 times hot, with an illustration of like a dragon in tears from the chips.
Nice.
Question: does he sell guns and ammo?
Nope, it's a supermarket.
Just supermarket. I mean, this is
hey,
supermarket
you never know.
In hell. Exactly.
Yeah, supermarket in hell.
I mean, look, if
fourth
if supermarket...
aisle, for someone please clean up the 9mm pistol ammo.
I mean, now that I think about it, in America they sell like guns and ammo in Walmart. Theoretically, it should happen in hell as well. But no, this is a normal corporate branded supermarket that contains nothing but simple luxury goods.
Okay. I have no interest in that.
I assume you all will go out of the apartment, right?
Yeah,
let me check out your
address.
So, again, after another brief walk, you eventually make it to the apartment. He lives on one of the lower floors, which are notorious for not being, the best places to be in. But hey, it's a relatively nice place. Could be worse.
Is there anyone around?
No, hang on a second, we haven't got that far yet. I'm around the
corner.
Just
asking.
So, this is the apartment this is Marcus's apartment. This, right here, this is... Well, you see one of the neighbors is very much looking at you with fear in your eyes.
Okay, so let's act into that a little bit. So as Maxim walks down the first corridor, he turns left at the end and he sees this neighbor opposite, nearby to the front door of Marcus's apartment. Is there anything in particular about this guy? Do you look strange or off or anything like that?
She is a concubus, aka the succubi, a succubus, in other words.
Okay, yeah. sorry, a seductress or a succubus?
Succubus.
The concubus is more like the neutral term. She's specifically a succubus.
Okay. So,
what she does seem especially horrified to see you, Few, for some reason.
Got a reason to be frightened, darling?
She doesn't really seem to be willing to talk, or she's too afraid to do that. You do see that she's hiding something behind her back.
Now do I count the fact that you might be stealing from this here apartment, little lady?
No. Don't get in closer, please.
Don't worry, we're not ones to judge.
What do you want?
A little bit of information about the fellow that lived in this here apartment.
If you have it.
He was gone a few days ago. You're not here for me, right?
No.
Why would be here for you?
I don't know. Please, just... I am armed.
Seems like you got something you don't want to share.
No. Please, just... I got nothing. I only heard noises, and and then he was taken. Please.
Oh, and who took him?
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
But you did hear something there. Now, what kind of noises did you hear?
I heard some fighting, like, a few days ago, and I also heard, like, noises now in the room, in the apartment, like, a few minutes ago. More mercenaries really? Came.
They're saying there's people in the apartment?
Now, question here, Succubi. What's your name?
Isolde.
A pretty name. I suppose that's enough useful information to let you live. We might have some rivals to deal with.
These guys in this apartment. I don't think these people are going to be very nice to us walking in.
No, but I don't plan to be nice to them.
Can you make a mind roll, everybody? How rolling in this game work? It's simple. Just roll 3d6 plus add your score.
3d6, okay. You say.
So,
mind. Okay.
So that's a mind roll. I've got a 2 for that. So what do I roll?
3d6 plus 2.
Ooh, yeah. That's an 8 plus 6.
That's a 14. Pretty good. And then we had a perfect
roll. 16 plus 2 is an 18.
Damn.
Oh, okay, you beat me. At this rate, I'll succubi gonna die of old age.
I'm not used to this system.
We got a 16, got an 18, a 14, and let's see.
Learning to type with Cartman.
Oh, you managed it?
Yeah, okay.
Look on your sheet and look what is undermined.
Okay, that's 2. So I add 2 to that, that's 12.
Yeah. Good boy. Well done.
As you'll say that there's people in there, you'll hear, like, crashes and sort of, like, bangs within the room. As if there's, like, somebody trying to break shit.
Oh, they're, that's not good.
So Helen's gonna turn to Isolde and go,
"Darling, I think it's time for you to run."
Well, hold on now. What you got in your hand before you run away?
She puts her hand up and she reveals that she has a gun. It's a simple pistol, not an expensive one, not something notable.
And you're saying you did not get this from here, apartment?
I got it today.
Where can we find y'all if we need to talk to you again?
This is my apartment, and as she points through the door behind her.
Best you get inside.
I'll take your advice.
And at that point, Maxim is going to reveal one of his frag grenades in his hand. I think this might help us out in this situation.
Now, hold on there. You might be blowing up some important information. You don't want to go just tossing any old explosive into that there house.
It's a frag grenade. It should be fine. It's like it's incendiary.
Should we walk in then and say hello?
No, I vote you give them that little surprise.
Alright.
Oh, alright then. So,
let's back away from any windows.
Maxim is going to... is the door unlocked? Can I check if it's unlocked? So yeah, I'm just going to take the grenade, do the pin, open the door, chuck the grenade in, and slam the door closed and hold it closed.
Perfect. So, go ahead.
Okay. So, Maxim is going to go 3, 2, 1, and bang! The grenade went off.
Actually, do you want to see... Well, you choose where you throw the grenade, first of all, and they also deal damage, so...
Okay, so at this point I need to have a look through the door, I see. Because this is what I mean, I was just throwing blind, just... Yeah.
If you want to throw blind, sure, by all means, go ahead.
I was thinking, like, open the door, chuck it in, rebound it off the wall, and it just lands in the middle. And it gets it's AoE, grenade damage, right?
Alright then. Make me dexterity. Skin roll. Skin is essentially your dexterity.
Okay, so that's fine.
That's 3d6 again.
Six on that. So 3d6 then.
Yeah, and then add on what your skin is.
Okay. Thirteen plus six, so that is 19.
Nice.
Despite throwing the grenade blind, you have surprising accuracy with it. You chuck it in, it hits a wall, and it indeed lands in the middle of the room, where it explodes up a 3-meter area.
Whole apartment.
Okay, this. Yep.
Damn.
Everybody in there? That is enough to hit everybody in there, and they also all of them take 5d6 damage.
Okay.
Roll the damage for me.
5d6.
So.
Damn.
Oh. Slash roll. 5d6s? 4d6s?
5.
5 of them. Jeez. 5 big sixes.
There we go. Oh, no.
That was 1.
Yes, I know.
You need to do 4 more of those, bud.
Slash roll. 5d6. Is that correct? 60.
Alright, so the grenade explodes, leaving nothing but what is essentially smithereens and dust. Fortunately for all of you, there are a lot of objects that are able to shield some of the mooks there that were trashing the place. So some of them were actually... a lot of them survived, but they are pretty much bleeding and in death's door. Unfortunately, not only were the people that were in there pretty much fucked up by the explosion, but probably some of the more crucial evidence as well.
Damn it, Karma.
Hey.
That is one powerful frag grenade.
It saves us a massive problem with those guys. I think at this point we should take advantage of this of what I've done.
Run and gun, boy. Run and gun.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll let you two go first because I did throw the grenade.
Yeah, you're kind of a distance boy anyway.
I have a IDC silenced. 6 to 10 meters, 6 lights.
I will say,
physical.
Considering how fucked up all the people here are, they're the neutral initiative unless you want to just, you know, they won't get into a fight.
Oh, so they're literally just going to surrender anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keith, how many people do you need to torture for information? Does it take 3 to speak?
I got me at least 1 pair of handcuffs. If you got some rope.
Oh, I know, but I think we only need 1.
I don't know about that. You always like to cross-reference these kind of things.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
If you say so.
Which one should we cut off a toe? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And I'm going to point to the furthest one on the left.
All right.
I like y'all thinking, Maxima.
I assume you'll keep one of them alive, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So, what do you do exactly? Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? I have an idea. Let's play a little game with them. Alright, you 3 morons that we have so easily defeated. One of you is going to get to live. Whoever gives us the most useful information gets to walk. The other two aren't going anywhere.
I hope to disarm you at this point. I don't think they heard you, little lady. I think maybe you cut that one's dick off and maybe they'll start to listen.
Oh, it's so much better to deglove them, actually. More painful. They're less likely to go into shock also. Which one did you want me to hurt?
I'll leave it up to the lady's choice. Gun boy, maybe you blow the testicles off of one of the others, and I might put a bullet through the asshole of one of the that last third.
I mean, I like what you're saying here. I mean, it's very hell-like, but maybe we should, you know, ask them some, get some information from them first.
Did you not just hear them tell you to fuck off?
We asked. Hey, they gave an answer.
That's just foreplay.
Let's see if we can get a different one.
It doesn't have to be a bullet up the asshole. I'm pretty sure there's a table leg here that'll do just fine.
Lived or unlived.
That's pretty much where we're at now. We've got to talk to these guys for info, so...
Cartman, are you shying away from the details?
Okay, fine. If you want to play that game. Maxim walks up to the one furthest to the right, where there happens to be a knife just behind him. Maxim picks up the knife.
You can move your dude, you know.
I'm getting it. I don't know why it's not.
Aracle.
Oh, there we go. There he's kicking him. So yeah. He's walking up to him and gets the knife, and he's going to put it right to his throat and say, "Tell me where Marcus is now."
Who the fuck is Marcus?
I think a better question would be, why were you three here?
Boss told us to take care of whatever evidence was remaining. That's why I set the fires.
What kind of evidence have you been looking for here?
Well, didn't specify. She just said trash the place until it's unrecognizable.
Mind telling us where your boss is, then? Or who?
They all are dead silent.
Okay, so at this point, I'm going to draw the knife closer. I'm going to try to make him say where this boss is by drawing a knife closer and slightly cutting him.
I would also like to handcuff the guy I'm standing with, his hands behind his legs, and start aiming a very nice sharp table leg towards a certain part of the orifice.
Oh.
Now, you be telling us here what information we want, or Sonny Jim, you're gonna wish for lube.
You don't know, you might be into that shit.
You play a very convincing game, I will say. Fuck.
Look. I'm gonna count to three. If I don't hear what I want to hear, it starts going in.
Do you know that if someone gets an anal hemorrhage bad enough, it can cause their heart to stop?
A three.
Look. What boss?
Sorry, what?
The boss hasn't given us a name for a reason.
Two.
A location will work too. A meeting place, anything of the sort.
Look. The therapist, he's the main source we got.
Oh.
I'm still not hearing a name. Are you hearing a name?
I know the name, Herrick.
We know the therapist.
Yes, that's the therapist. The therapist, the one.
The boss?
What does the therapist want with Marcus then?
He probably sent him insane.
Oh.
He ain't the boss, but he's working with the boss.
So you still have not told us here the name?
I got a name, I swear.
Maximus, Helen, you might want to get your two to watch this. And, imp of my word, and start to slowly insert the table leg.
I don't think I'd require to put much a big description about this, other than that he, as soon as it reaches the halfway point, the screams get so loud, your ears start to hurt, and a moment after, he stops completely as his hands, stop trying to fight, stop trying to move.
So in the meantime, while that imp dude was torturing that guy, Maxim was going to get out the piece of paper he got earlier of the therapist and just check if there's a name on that piece of paper.
We got the therapist's name. It's Herrick.
Yep, that's the name. That's
there
the
we
guy.
Go. Like, aha. He's just going to fold that piece of paper and put it back in his pocket.
Oh, come now, Keith. We did say we'd let whoever gave us the most information walk. He did, and now he can walk no longer.
Did he give us this information, or was it one of the other two? I was not too much paying attention.
It was him, unfortunately.
Well, I guess someone else is going to have to get the runner-up prize. What the rest of you two got for us?
Look, man, I care about you, but I'm leaving out of here. What do you mean? No! Look, I can tell you one thing more. That dumbass over there, he points to the man, the one of the mooks that is standing beneath the angel. I know something that he doesn't.
And what would that be?
You want to know what that is? Come in closer, sugar lips, let me tell you.
I can see you cooking that grenade behind your back a little bit.
He doesn't have a grenade. Oh. He does have a gun, though.
I did say, should we not have disarmed them?
So, as you try to get closer, he will try to shoot. Shooting is very simple. 3d6 roll, try to beat the target's defense. But you can attempt to dodge afterwards. As a reaction.
Okay.
So, 3d6 plus the mook skin, which is a 3. That would be...
Nope.
So, despite having pretty much what is complete advantage with you being close to him and all, he misses as the strength of his arm fails him and the gun goes wild. he fucked his chance. He missed his shot.
All right, then. We have a volunteer. And, Helen is going to point to... I guess this guy's the one that tried to shoot, right?
Yeah.
She's going to point to this guy and say, "Go on, then. Make a run for it. I'm going to be busy with your friend."
Oh, well, he ain't going anywhere.
No, let him go, Keith. Come on.
Well, she can't never.
Fine things are done.
I would like to put a bullet in the back of this dude's head.
What you brought? As the gun... I'm not even going to make you roll for it. They're so low and they're in such position, it doesn't even require you to roll. You just crawl on him, put one of your legs on his arm, another one on the other, and just blow the gun.
I will take his gun as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's an IDC simple. A light weapon.
I mean, Maxim doesn't really approve of that sort of killing behavior, but indifferent again.
Quiet, you angel boy. No one asked your opinion on this one.
Right, since you tried to betray us, I am pretty sure your friend gave us all the information any of you had. But that doesn't mean I can't have fun. So, we should probably go to the therapist next, but before we leave, Helen is going to start skinning this imp alive, making a nice little cut across his chest and then peeling back the skin.
There are two doors we still haven't looked at as well.
Oh, could you two take care of that while I'm here?
Oh, you have fun there.
Thank you.
The living room is completely trash. The other rooms are intact, pretty much.
Yeah, she'll see. Right. She's busy with this asshole.
Okay.
Whilst Helen is Chick-fil-A-ing.
we could cook them. There's fires here, after all.
Can we, like, roll to look around the room for any clues?
That's what I was about to say.
Make a mind roll, but I was going to say, it's not Chick-fil-A, it's a bitch fillet at this point.
Yeah.
Right, 3d6 we have. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a pretty good roll. Plus 6, that's a 19.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
So, well, unfortunately, you can't get a clear image of what happened because, you know, the room was completely trashed. But based on the little few clues you have, you see two distinct drops of blood, one bigger than the other, but also different in coloration. One is red, the blood that most demons have, and the other is blue, which belongs to only a certain species of demon, that being the Levenites, the children of Leviathan, who are also much more fish-like in appearance. You're uncertain about the species of the therapist, but considering the clues you got, well, you can come to your own conclusions.
Hmm. And the final room, whilst we're passing the guy being skinned.
It is a bathroom.
Is there anything worth the roll, or should we not bother?
You can go ahead if you want, but really, it's a bathroom. What do you expect to find there? Actually, no, roll me.
Still a 17.
17, pretty great. So, you see that there's actually a small cabinet beneath the sink filled with pills. Specifically, pills that are prescribed by Herrick and being... Let me check the exact name that I've given. It is some sort of sleeping medication. One that, with a quick search, you can find out that is extremely potent. Pretty much being able to knock you out pretty much instantly and for almost days.
Pocket that.
I was gonna say. Could be handy in the future. But interesting though, so he was highly medicated.
Where's his...
Can I search the main room then? Whilst Keith was searching the other two rooms, I'm gonna see what I can find in the room I tore apart with a grenade. So I'm gonna roll.
I'd like to. You can roll, but I will say you're not gonna get much without a very high roll. Pretty much everything in this room is reduced to atoms.
I've only got two mine, so we'll see how the rolls go.
Best of luck. Well, unfortunately for you, a grenade seems to have popped up here.
I wonder how that happened.
Matt, you need a hand there, Maximus.
Hey, if you want to see do better than I can. I mean, all I see is just, well, shrapnel.
I believe that's your own fault. Can I roll, or is it not worth it?
Sure, you can try. But again, need to roll a very high roll. Well, that's a 14. Not exactly as high as I'd like it.
That's fair enough.
You do see that there is a little bit of this blue blood coming from, you know, the room over here, but that's pretty much all you can find.
All right, then.
I guess it's the therapist we go.
Yes.
Got yourself a nice new coat there, I see, Helen.
I'm thinking of making a belt.
Made of 100% Geist blood. And moving to the therapist office. Unless you want to do something else here, which I doubt.
I'll just say before we go, knock on the woman's door, the succubus's door, and be like, you might want to call whatever there is for a fire department before that entire place burns down.
He means the cleaner.
And then walk away.
I'll be back for you later, though.
Damn.
Now that's not very nice there. You can't give the poor little lady some nightmares.
Ah, but isn't that the game of the day?
Touche. Okay.
So we go to the therapist.
Again, after another short walk, around 30 minutes or so, you make it to the penthouse apartment where the office is located. And then after another 5 minutes of walking up the stairs, you arrive to the reception. Surprisingly silent and playing some nice, calming, classical music, you see only two people. One being a sinner, specifically a sinner of Sloth on the computer, which you assume to be the assistant slash secretary of the therapist, and another fallen angel who is very much asleep on the couch.
Hello there. Helen's gonna walk up to the desk, essentially.
She ignores you.
I'll be keeping an eye on the fallen angels at this point.
I have a...
I'm sort of drawn to the fallen angel as well, being a similar.
I have a request for an appointment. I was given a recommendation to come here.
Mm-hmm.
By one Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a former patient here. I was wondering if you'd get me booked in.
Schedule's completely filled until next Wednesday, which is in around a week, so tough luck.
Is the therapist in today?
Okay.
Is Herrick in today?
He is... I don't know.
Fair enough.
So by the sofa where Maxim is, he's gonna poke the sleeping angel on the face. I'll try to wake him.
He does not react.
Brilliant. I'm gonna keep poking him. Just
you making friends over there, Maximus?
Just a funny guy that just doesn't want to wake up. Just keep poking his face.
Alright, you just use protection there, boy.
Or not, we are in hell.
After,
oh, I don't know.
After what appears to be like a lot of what borders to be assault, he eventually budges and wakes up.
Aha!
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing this fine day?
And you go sleep again.
No, you stay awake now. We have things to discuss.
What's your problem, dude?
Well, you see, my issue is my friend Marcus. I'm really, really trying to find him now, and I got a strange feeling inside me that you could maybe help me.
Oh, that is...
Hey, don't fall asleep on me now. I'm going to just slightly tap on him.
I'm sorry, I haven't quite slept yet. We have nightmares recently, and doctor's giving me these new pills, and they're hitting hard.
I never said a nightmare. Helen, do you think our friend over there has gotten past the foreplay yet? Should we go and investigate, or should we just leave him to it?
I mean,
this guy's pretty dead. He's on the pills.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the case, so maybe we should just walk in and see the therapist.
Well, we'd be barging in, which is a little rude, but I'm down for it if you are.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Keep in mind, we can't kill him. We do need to know who his boss is.
Yeah. Just walk through the door, bang on it. Knock, knock. Is the doctor in?
The doctor is. Hey, doctor! In? You hear a very faint from the other side of the door. The doctor's in, but the angel has priority.
Yep, I'm the angel, so that's me.
No, I don't get paid enough. Go ahead. And she unlocks the door.
Well done, Cartman. That was good.
Oh, hello there. God. Quite an opulent place.
Okay, so Maxim is going to he's going to play the character of this fallen angel he's just dedicated to. So he's going to walk in and sit on the sofa and go, Doctor, it's been such a terrible time. These dreams I'm having have just been playing me up in something bad.
Hold up, what? I didn't sign up for no group session.
Oh, don't mind us here.
Oh, they're just my accomplices. They're just, you know, think of them as fun.
You're creeping up on them. Don't mind us.
Don't touch the statues. Don't touch the statues.
What's wrong with me touching this here statue and I'm just poking at it?
Don't touch the statues, please.
Now, let's not get too hasty. Let's
I'm
going to
close the door behind us.
Yeah,
can I pick one up?
Hang on, Matt, one second. Let's actually talk to this guy first. Because I want to ask him very quickly before you do anything. So, Mr. Therapist, I mean, I've got to ask. I have a good friend, you see, called Marcus. You may know him.
You seem to sort of try to bolt through the door.
Yeah, nope. Oh, nope, Helen's waiting for that. Closed it and stood by it.
So, yeah, at this point, this is guilty, so are we all going to grab him?
Look.
Let's grab this bitch.
Look, I'm pretty positive we can come to a very, very nice, conclusion, us few.
Oh,
you know what?
We will.
I'm more than happy
to. My friends here, as they have a much more creative ideas of making people talk.
I'm back at this point to push one of the statues over.
No, not the statues!
Right.
Oh, was that me? Oh, how clumsy.
Now, you see, my friend, all you got to tell us is where Marcus is.
Look.
Or there is another option.
Marcus, I don't know where you
actually
went. I have no idea. You
came in to the
I don't believe you.
A few days ago, and he hasn't returned since.
We...
Helen, how good are you at filleting a fish?
Excellent, but I do want to say one thing first. I'm going to level with you. Looking around this office, you seem to be a man of, or a fish, I guess, of means. We've been offered a reward for Marcus's return or the solving of his murder if he is dead. But if you can offer us a higher price, I see no reason why we shouldn't part here amicably.
You've disturbed my work. You've bolted into my office. You have pretty much assaulted me. You've touched my statues, plural.
At this point, I would like to just start pushing another one and be like, watch your tone there.
It's pure silver, do not touch it.
Watch your tone there.
And at this point, Helen is going to casually bring out the flayed imp skin she's got. And start toying with it, just twisting it around her hands.
Yes, we met some associates of yours earlier, and they were just as unhelpful as you're being.
Jesus.
Can't quite think what happened to them, though.
Jesus, fuck, you're animals.
We are.
So, Maxim is going to slap him, because we got him tied down to the floor at this point. So he's
we haven't got him tied anyway, he's just standing.
Tied. We're just fucking with him.
Okay, then, yeah.
We're just, like, blocking the door. We're not letting
Can I pistol whip him?
Why are you... Okay, you can if you want.
Gladly.
You know, come on now, I want to know where Marcus is. Tell us where Marcus is. Right, I'm going to pistol whip him.
You want to make an attack?
A pistol whip, sort of like wing him. I think I can use one of my skills here. It's called, either gun tricks or quick draw is a role for my gunslinger.
You pick the worst time to no longer be interested in talking.
Quick draw allows you essentially just fire as a reaction at the start of combat. Gun tricks allows you to essentially modify your shots. You can make them blind somebody, make them bleed, push them back. If you want to do a small pistol wave, I'm essentially making an armed attack.
Okay. Yeah. Do I roll for that?
Make me 36 plus. Let me check the cheat sheet that I got actually. Oh, it's skin, and then for damage, you roll 1d6 plus your flesh. Flesh is your strength, if it wasn't obvious.
1d6 plus
3d6 for the attack roll.
Okay, plus your skin.
So I do 3d6 plus my skin. So that. Which is 8, 9 plus my
nine
skin,
plus your skin
of 6, which is 15.
Perfect. Ooh. I mean, he doesn't have a really strong defense, so yeah, you go in and just whack him across the face, and roll me 1d6 plus your flesh.
Okay.
Don't kill him.
It won't kill him. It's to say, it's a pistol whip. It's to jog his memory. 1d6 plus. That's 3 plus my skin.
Flesh.
Flesh, so that's 5.
Alright.
Gives me, 8.
It's a decently slight hit, but it's enough to make him go back to his senses, for lack of a better word. Fuck!
Hell off his Marcus's.
I do not know.
Here's some other information you give us. The mercs that I got this little souvenir from. They mentioned there was a boss. Don't worry, they told us it wasn't you, but perhaps you know who it is.
Fuck. Okay, look, I cannot give you any money. However, if I tell you what I know, will you let me live?
Of course.
Oh, that's maybe completely debatable.
No, Keith. I think this one's useful to me.
Oh, don't be teasing a poor man like that. That's the succubus's job.
I'll get you something nice, a nice night out, perhaps. Paid for by me?
Oh, now that's worth a lot.
Not what I'm looking for, but...
No, I'm getting Keith something nice so he doesn't kill you.
Oh, fish boy, don't worry. You don't matter.
So, I'm getting him something nice at a whorehouse so he doesn't murder your ass after we're done.
But I will push another statue over.
Fuck! Okay. Here's the deal. I don't know who the boss is. However, I am interacting with the second in command. The deal is, Once in a while, I give him a relatively traumatized, less easy to scare person. Usually I drug him, give him heavy doses of the sleeping medication to get them easy to get, and I give to them. I give him money. I don't know where they take them, but I do know where we meet for this exchange.
Excellent. Go ahead then, tell us.
He gives you the location, which is essentially the opening within a bunch of buildings. Hmm. Essentially a small crossroad and an alleyway.
You keep him there for just a second. I want to have a rifle through his computer.
Go ahead, just to verify.
That is the end of part one of Hellbound Descendant. Join us next week for part two. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.